This is Officer.com Associate Editor Paul Peluso, and I'm joined by Rick Smith, a founder and CEO of Taser International, to discuss the new cloud-based application, Evidence.com. Thank you for joining us today, Rick.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Can you explain to us a little bit about the how the idea for Evidence.com came about, how it was developed, and how the program works?
Yeah, so in working with our law enforcement customers, you know, law enforcement work is so controversial. It's just the nature of the job, right? It's a very challenging job. You're dealing with, you know, people that can be pretty challenging to deal with, and sometimes force is used, and even when it's not, there can be sort of allegations about police conduct or conduct of the people they dealt with. And what we found is, you know, by bringing video, which is now getting so ubiquitous in our society, you know, cameras are so small and portable and so integrated to so many different devices, that gives us the opportunity to really squelch a lot of this controversy. And but in order for that to happen, police have to be able to have really good technology to be able to capture and manage this tidal wave of digital information that's coming at us. And what we've seen, if you look across the technology sectors in virtually every other industry, there's been this huge shift from people trying to buy and build and run their own local IT infrastructure to moving to the cloud, which means you're just basically connecting over the internet and consuming technology from those same technology providers, but they're responsible for delivering a functioning service. A great example being like the free email we all use on our phones. You know, email used to be a fairly expensive service when you had to buy and staff it and run it locally. And because of the economic advantages of this cloud model, these providers can now provide this world-class service for free. And so we just saw a really great opportunity to bring this same technology delivery model in law enforcement to dramatically improve their ability to capture and store information and share it and collaborate without having to make huge technology investments that, you know, can be somewhat risky as to whether it'll even work. Obviously the cost savings are enormous, but really it's about building capabilities for law enforcement you know, they just simply don't have today.
Okay, and the name of it is evidence.com, and so, you know, you're storing evidence on the cloud. Where is that evidence, I guess, coming from?
So a variety of sensors. So our philosophy is that law enforcement shouldn't have to solve a bunch of technology problems to deploy new capabilities, whether it's a smartphone or a taser with a camera on it or a wearable camera or an in-car camera. So what we've really done is architected a back end that is very plug and play so that as law enforcement rolls out new types of sensors, and really the sky's the limit, what we focus on is taking digital information, ingesting it very seamlessly. We try to automate this so that users, you know, we want police officers to be cops out doing the job, not sitting at a computer somewhere doing administrative work. And so we really focus on just streamlining it so officers can use any of a variety of tools, collect that digital information, and know that it's been securely stored in a system that's really built for evidence. Meaning, you know, when you're handling evidence, there's the federal rules of evidence, there's state rules of evidence, there's very specialized requirements about chain of custody, around security, and these would be very complex and expensive systems for your average police department to build and staff and run on site. But because we already have over 2,000 agencies on evidence.com, we get enormous economies of scale, so we can provide, you know, this, it's really a plug-and-play capability for law enforcement.
Yeah, so they're not just uploading their photos to Instagram. So.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's one of the big concerns. You know, we talked to some agencies that have policies that say, look, we prohibit our officers from using their personal smartphones. And every chief I've asked, say, well, did people comply with that policy? The answer is no. And it's not because cops are trying to break the rules, but look, when they're doing the job and they're like, you know what, I got to get a picture of this. Huh, well, I've got this digital camera in my pocket. It's called my smartphone. But you don't want that digital evidence residing on a personal device. So with the Evidence.com solution, we've actually built a smartphone app that agencies can now tell their officers, look, if you need to collect stuff in the field, even using a personal phone, take those pictures with this Evidence.com app, and we know that the information is wiped off your phone, so it will never get subpoenaed, you know, for evidence, and it puts that right into the agency's digital evidence management system seamlessly. So it solves, okay, an interesting problem for agencies that, You know, otherwise, officers are solving it with their own gear, and that's really not good from a policy perspective.
Yeah, so, for example, with the phone, so the photo is actually not taken on the phone itself. It's taken on the app, correct?
Correct. Well, I mean, it's taken physically on the phone, but if you do it from within the evidence.com app, then we know we're recording all the metadata information. Exactly, and it's cached locally only until it's uploaded to evidence.com, and then it's wiped off the phone.
Okay. Okay. So I guess what devices would this be coming from? Because it does work along with some of the taser devices out there, and I guess with the phones as well, correct?
Yeah. So evidence.com handles all information coming off of a taser weapon, including the videos, including the data logs. We've got a variety of different cameras that we manufacture that are a body camera, a head-mountable camera, and that information ingests seamlessly at evidence.com. And then we've actually built tools so that an officer, you could take a voice recorder, you could take any standard digital camera, you could take any video camera, any sort of file, and we can upload it through a simple PC interface. And now we've actually built some robotic software that you can actually install that will automatically monitor things like an in-car video system or other sorts of third-party hardware and automatically grab that and put it in evidence.com for the agency.
Okay, great. What is the feedback? You said that you guys have like 2,000 departments signed up so far.
Yeah, found that.
What is the feedback then? And I guess, has there been any apprehension with some of the officials with using the system like this where the evidence, the videos, the photos, like you said, the voice recordings are all stored, I guess, online in a sense. It sounds like a very secure system, but just with people's, I guess, old school mentality. Did you get any pushback?
Absolutely. That's what we ran into, particularly several years ago. This was really a new concept. And there used to be a lot of pushback, but I would say it's flipped 180 degrees.
Okay.
You know, we partnered with Amazon specifically because they're the leader in this cloud hosting space. And, you know, for example, the CIA just selected Amazon to build and run their new data systems, their new data center. So when you talk about security, agencies may initially have a concern because just viscerally we think, I want the computer to sit here in my building, right? So I feel like it's secure. But the fact that we share with police is, you know what, just because the computer's in your building doesn't mean your data's secure. What it means is you are responsible for your data security programs. So do you have somebody in your agency that's an expert on data security? Do you have somebody who has a dedicated job title that's all they do is think about data security? Do they go to the hacker conferences? Are they up to speed with all the latest tools? And very quickly, agencies will realize, oh, it's actually a liability. We're taking on an enormous liability when we're storing CJIS-type information or digital evidence on site if we don't have the appropriate staffing and technology to make sure we're really protecting it. And so, in fact, it starts as a concern, and it rapidly becomes the number one reason people move to us is, you know, for example, our vice president of information security started the information security program at LifeLock. We've got a staff of two people, it'll be three within a month, that do nothing but data security around the clock. And that sort of investment, really, you can't afford to do that, even at a large law enforcement agency, in such a fast-moving field that if you don't have dedicated information security professionals, your risk profile is really quite a bit higher.
Okay. And what kind of things are put into place to make sure, I guess, that all of this information gets backed up, that it isn't just sort of – I think that would be one worry, too, is that, you know, it could all go poof. You know, there's so much digital evidence these days. It's not as physical as it used to be.
Well, let me first give you a statistic. We surveyed our customers, and I believe 60% of them said that they had lost digital evidence due to some sort of system failure. If the hard drive went down or some sort of file corruption. So it's a big problem already. Now, here's the difference. I was actually at one of the major cities. This is one of the larger police agencies in the country. And as we were talking about their on-site data systems, all of their computers are in one location. It was in a building that was never designed really to be a data center. So, for example, the fire suppression system are sprinklers. Well, if they have a problem or a fire at that one facility, it would wipe out their entire system. Now, they might have off-site tapes that are backed up, but to rebuild and restore those systems would take weeks and weeks. An advantage of going with one of these major cloud providers is that we're able to deploy in three professional-grade data secure or data centers in three geographically dispersed areas, so that even if there's a natural disaster, these are specialized facilities with specialized staff, with power filtering and halon cooling systems and or fire suppression systems, you know, with massive cooling systems. These are specialized facilities that are built to run at massive scale. So the fact is, we're actually able to offer 10 nines of data durability. So it's 99.999 and five more nines, which is literally impossible to do with any agency having one single data center site. So again, this is one of those where at first people say, well, geez, is it more safe to put my data in the cloud than have it locally? And the answer is yeah, because hard drives fail, things happen. And the more data somebody has worked with, or the larger the experience set of the data center management folks, the better they're probably going to do with this. And again, you know, we at Taser partnered with Amazon because they're number one in the world. They spent billions of dollars building out massive data centers, and they're really, really good at it. You know, they're not going to go out and patrol the streets, so a cop's job is safe. But, you know, for an agency thinking that they're going to be able to build and run data centers on a scale to compete with an Amazon or a Google or a Microsoft, you know, it's just not going to happen. So really the answer is you need to partner with and leverage these technologies, because the world is just moving faster and faster. And the whole idea of this cloud phenomenon, again, is that you connect over the Internet using secure encrypted links so that your technology can move at the speed of the Internet rather than, you know, mailing disks in the mail and building and running systems on site. It's a much, much more expensive and much slower process.
Okay, and I guess last question, what is the cost associated for departments with a product like this? And, you know, is it meant for bigger departments, smaller departments, or, you know, does it run the gamut?
It really runs the gamut. McKinsey, the really number one global consulting firm in the world, put out a report earlier this year where they estimated that deploying servers from the cloud cost about 70% less than building and running it on site. And we're finding that that's true with our agencies. When they do a cost comparison, they're able to deploy Evidence.com, be live the same day, not have to invest in people or infrastructure, and it'll save them 60 to 80% of their cost versus doing it on their own. And those numbers are even actually higher for the smallest agencies, because if you think about it, you know, if you're a 10-man agency, you don't have any IT staff to know. You might have to borrow it from over at the city. And to be able to staff and run these systems, you know, if it takes, you know, one person half of their time to do this, that's an enormous expense. Whereas with Evidence.com, we have plans starting at just $9 a month. And, you know, it goes up to about $50 a month at the high end. But that's our plan that includes, you know, free hardware upgrades every 2.5 years and the full-featured robust sharing and advanced administrative tools. So the answer is it's far less expensive than doing it locally.
Okay.
And we now have scalable systems so agencies can select if they just want to simply store data, that's at $9 a month. If they really want advanced analytics, it goes up from there, but they can pick and choose what they want.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Rick, and sharing more about Evidence.com, and hopefully we can catch up with you sometime soon.